Welcome to Beginner's Guide to One Piece, Episode 48, Anime Episode 40. I'm your host, Golios. With me, Barker, Bones, and Eisenhoft. And Barker, who is a beginner to the series, will be our guide. Barker, what happened in Episode 40?
The title of Episode 40 was Proud Tall Warriors, Dramatic Battle of Sanji and Usopp. And as we left off in the last episode, Luffy was underwater. They had his head out of the water, stretched his neck real long, and they were trying to resuscitate his body while keeping his head up so that he could breathe. Meanwhile, Sanji had dove in and realized that all he had to do was kick the concrete that Luffy's feet were stuck in, and they could free him. But before he could do that, he was attacked by Kurobi, and Kurobi had attacked Sanji underwater, and so Sanji was floating lifelessly, and Kurobi discovered Nojiko and Genso are keeping Luffy alive, and so he decides he's going to end that and starts to swim towards them, but Sanji pulls back on that long rope of hair that he has, his big long braid, and yanks him back. And so Kurobi is like determined to beat Sanji to pieces now, so he unleashes a whole lot of attacks that I'm going to attempt to list here. Yojin Karate Itomaki Kamite, which is something like Merman Karate Hair Belt that spins Sanji around at the waist. Kurobi says that his power is twice as strong underwater, but humans are only half as strong. And he unleashes Gyojin Karate Kaisoku, which is like Merman Karate Water Speed, followed by Harakuda Sagiri, or Lower Abdominal Kick, followed by Gyojin Karate Kakakakato Otoshi, Merman Karate Burning Iris Heel Stomp, followed by Kachiagi Haisoku Reverse Counter Kick, followed by Hisatsu Judan Bakushou Ultimate Palm Strike. And Sanji is all beat to hell and flies through the water. Right, hits the seawall, and there's a huge explosion of dirt, and Kurobi says, ah, finished. And he turns to deal with Genzo, but then he realizes that Sanji is still not dead, and possibly still not dead. And he's swimming frantically up to try to get some air, but Kurobi stops him, swims up in front of him, blocks his path, won't let him get air, and he's just taunting him, you know, telling him that he's a failure, that he can't protect a single soul, and we see how this affects Sanji, that this hardens his will. Kurobi says that humans can't take the sudden changes in pressure, and they explode from the inside, and so he grabs Sanji and launches Apakushi Chokagura, pressure-crushing death dive, and dives all the way to the bottom really fast with Sanji. Sanji's belly is actually starting to swell and burst, and blood flows from his mouth. This is bad, but he's determined not to die. And so as Kurobi takes him up for a second dive, Sanji realizes that the mermen can't use their respiratory system for land and water at the same time. And so he breathes the last of his air into one of the fishman's shoulder gills, causing intense pain. And gives Sanji just the moment that he needs to break away and swim to the surface and crawl back onto the concrete of Arlong Park. So then Sanji recovers, tells Zoro that Luffy's still alive. He doesn't have time to explain it, but take his word for it. Kurobi climbs out of the water, and he's now really pissed, and he's determined to finish Sanji off. And so he threatens to use Wasaeku my Gawara Senken, or 100 Direct Punch. But before he can do that, Sanji unleashes Collier, which we know is neck, and kicks him back in the neck, followed by all kinds of kicks. Shoulder, ribs, saddle, chest, legs. Kurobe is weakened by this, you know, this big flurry of attacks. And Kurobe is like, you know, okay, this is it. And he starts to do his next attack, which is going to be something like Kyokoku Senken Senmaigawa, which is like direct air punch 1000. But before he can finish saying it, Sanchi flies through the air and lands mutton shot, blasting Kurobe all the way through the temple and out the back wall. And Sanchi rises and he jokingly quips, "Guess you don't need dessert," which is like, ooh, so cool. And meanwhile, Genzo is still trying to revive Luffy's body when he hears the destruction up top as Kurobe is defeated. And Arlong is very angry now that they've killed off so many of his men. Nojiko watches as Genzo comes up for air, and Nojiko, you know, tells him what's going on. And she says that for the first time, she has some hope. She sees, you know, that there may be a path out of this for them. Meanwhile, we pick up what's going on with Usopp on the forest path, and we see that Usopp is apparently dead, lying in a pool of blood at Chu's feet. And Chu, you know, has apparently killed him and turns and walks away. But it turns out that the blood is ketchup from Ketchup Star, Usopp's one of his little tricks. And Usopp is lying there playing dead, tricking Chu once again. And so as Chu gets farther and farther away, Usopp, you know, gets a little cockier. He thinks about the devastation that the mermen caused. You know, he's like, you know, trying out excuses for everybody about, you know, why he, you know, where he was, and you know, dirties himself up to seem like he had been in a big fight, and, you know, his typical Usopp stuff. But then it keeps nagging at him, his feelings of shame that, you know, that he isn't really sacrificing the way that the others are. I mean, he says he'd like to help Nami, but he values his life more. But the longer he thinks about that, these memories start flooding back of all his friends and all the moments of their bravery. And finally, Usopp's shame overwhelms him, and he realizes he cannot keep running. The memory of Kaya and the pirate boys, that's what really clinches it. That shames him the most of all. And so he stands and calls out to Chu and says, "Wait right there, you fish freak." And Chu turns around and Usopp draws his slingshot and is firing. But Chu is running right at him and smashes into him and then really knocks him flat and then comes back to just kick him. But Usopp, you know, it's kind of like waiting for him to get in close. And he unleashes Usopp Hammer. And then Usopp Rubber Band, Wagomu. And, you know, Chu can't believe that he is getting defeated by these annoyingly stupid devices, by a hammer and a rubber band. And it gives Usopp the time he needs to disappear into the forest. And now Chu is really mad. And he's looking around for Luffy. I mean, it's not Luffy, for Usopp. And suddenly a bottle comes flying out of the forest and Chu catches it. And Usopp says, "Hitsatsu Namariboshi," which is ultimate lead star. And the bottle douses Chu with what might be alcohol. We'll see. And angry, Chu sucks up all this water from a rice paddy nearby for ammunition, basically. And in the trees, you know, Usopp is deciding that he has to fight or die trying, as we see Chu blow up like a big water balloon. And he says, "Mizatahu water cannon," followed by "Hepatsu Miso Teppo 100 shot water gun." And so he's just tearing up the forest with his water fire. And under assault, Usopp vows that his silly pirate games are over as Chu rips out the tree that Usopp is hiding behind. But Usopp has one more card to play: Hisatsu Kaenboshi, ultimate fiery flaming star. And he sets Chu ablaze, and Chu is on fire, and he runs back to the water, but Usopp leaps with Usopp Hammer and bashes Chu as he hits the rice paddy. And Chu is, you know, knocked down into the water. He's unconscious, and he's truly defeated after Usopp hits him about 8 more times with a hammer, until he has all these huge welts on his head. Really gross. Meanwhile, Nojiko takes a turn underwater. She's now trying to resuscitate Luffy's body, and Jen is holding Luffy's head. And Arlong shows Sanji and Zoro that he doesn't even have to fight them to kill them. He can just fling water into their faces, into their mouths, and basically drown them on dry land. It seems very hopeless for our heroes, until Nami returns, carrying her staff. She's come to kill Arlong. To be continued.
Who is Kurobe?
This is Kurobe, or Groobie. Something like that. And he is one of the mermen, one of Arlong's crew. He's very, very powerful fish man with grayish skin. He's got sort of big wing bones coming out of his arms. He wears a gray karate gi. Also has sort of a red sun-like tattoo on his pectoral and sports black little top knots with a really, really long braid that he can use as a weapon.
Who is Genzo or Gensa?
This is Gen or Genzo. He is the local police authority in the Kokoyashi village. He is currently trying to resuscitate Luffy's body underwater. He wears the uniform of a local constable, brown dress uniform with gold shoulder epaulets, and he's got black hair and a black mustache, and he's completely crisscrossed with scars from earlier battles with the mermen.
Who is Sanji?
This is Sanji, Luffy's cook, but currently he's in big trouble. He is sinking in the water, being held by Kurobe. He is out of air. He has his, blonde hair flowing in the water, and he's got his customary blue long sleeve dress shirt. Right now he is in big trouble because his lungs are aching to have air.
Who is Chu?
This is Chu, another one of the mermen. Chu has greenish skin, very muscular physique, like all of them. He wears a blue kind of vest, has blondish hair, has a very long snout, kind of a Mick Jagger-esque set of lips, and wears sort of a beaded necklace, has some cool tattoos on his arm, and has a habit of ending every sentence with choo.
Who is Usopp?
This is Usopp, or sometimes calls himself Captain Usopp, although I think he's coming to some sort of epiphany about himself at this moment. Here he is in his customary outfit of the brown overalls with the grayish sash and the brown neckerchief holding back his black hair. He's got his goggles. He has a very long nose, as we've come to know him. But he's also very dirty and bloodied with ketchup from when he was attempting to play dead.
What was the setting in this episode?
This episode was set primarily at Arlong Park and the waters in front of and beneath Arlong Park, the depths of the sea directly in front of the temple. There was also some action between Usopp and Chu on the path around the forest, and some fighting that took place in a nearby rice paddy. There were different flashbacks, some of which took place on the Going Merry.
What were the special moves for this episode?
Well, limiting our discussion to Sanji and Usopp, Sanji used his collier neck kick. He also performed a couple of attacks, one to shoulder, which I believe was Ippoli. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. Another one was rib saddle, which it was difficult to actually read the subtitle, but it was something like Kotel Selly or something like that. And then his final blow to Gurobi that sent him through the wall was called Mutton Shot. Usopp's attacks that he unleashed in this episode were Usopp Hammer, Usopp Wegamu, or Usopp Rubber Band, also Hitsatsu Namariboshi Ultimate Lead Star, which doused Chu in alcohol. Then we also had Hitsatsu Kayanboshi Ultimate Fiery Flaming Star, wherein he actually set Chu on fire. And then when Chu ran to the water in flames and leaped in, Usopp delivered a number of blows with his hammer, which is what finally took Chu out of the picture.
Yahar, very good. Do we have any last thoughts on this episode?
How will Nami defeat Arlong? That is the big question to be continued.
Aha, very good indeed. And so this will conclude, indeed, our impressions and guide on anime episode 40. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Beginner's Guide to One Piece. Yarr!